What's up, y'all? It is Mike Pierce of iWatchMike.com. It is time for another recap show, as you can hear by the music. Sleepy Hollow, and welcome to our Audio Boom channel. Of course, mine is audioboom.com/channel/iWatchMike. And the individual on the other line, and her channel happens to be audioboom.com/channel/Variety Radio Online from the VRO.com, Miss Amy McCracken. What's up, Amy?
Hello, Mike. Hello, Internet. I'm so excited to talk about tonight's episode.
Now, the past...
Was that convincing enough?
Oh, my God. Really?
I actually kind of like this episode.
I was just about to say, the past two episodes, you've been like, I really don't like the show anymore, Mike. You do it by yourself. And then you sounded cheerful right now, but then the inner me, the inner me knows... That was a lie. You. I can already can tell people listening to this podcast. She was. Let's put it this way. She wasn't too thrilled about the episode, but she liked it better than the other ones.
Exactly.
Oh my gosh. So let's. I just got to know. Scale of 1 to 10. Then tell me.
This episode. I'm gonna give it a 7.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. Interesting. Okay.
Better than you thought I was gonna give it, didn't you?
Yeah, I thought I was gonna be like a 4 or 5 or whatever. I mean, I give this episode an 8. You know, it was really good, but you know what? It's dragging it for me, and maybe you're feeling the same way. I'm just not feeling this Pandora chick.
I'm not either. That's exactly it.
Like, anything that happens, all of a sudden, like, she just comes out. You know, she's a nurse. You know, they stop at a burger joint. She's flipping burgers in the back of the oven. You know, it's like...
Exactly.
She's frying fries. Like, where is this? This chick just shows up. If she wants them so bad, how come she just showed up at their house? You know, like mowing their yard, like, hello there.
Because I guess she needs more power from this black rose bush.
It's a tree, I think. I'm just so confused with that thing. I just don't understand. But, you know, we find out about Pandora. She is not the Greek Roman Pandora that we were thinking. Pandora's box, kind of, sort of. She has something to do with the prophecy.
Yeah.
So she's part of it. And did you notice her face change at the end of this episode?
I did. It kind of looked like a lizard face.
Right? Like a snake lizard thing?
Yeah.
What do you think it is? You think it's like ancient times of, I don't know.
I'm confused on the face.
I don't know if it's like a lizard god or I don't know. I mean, we dealt with demons last season. Maybe it's something. I don't know. But this episode was called The Sister Mills. And I can see why, because we dealt with Abby and Jenny and then the two little girls.
Yeah.
And the Tooth Fairy. Now.
Which, you know. After watching this episode, anybody out there, you better, you know, go brush your teeth.
Oh, I thought you were gonna say give silver coins. Wow.
No, go brush your teeth so your teeth don't fall out. And that saying that walks upside down.
That, you know what? I'm not gonna lie. When this episode started, I was like, okay, starting off like Supernatural. I was like, okay, yeah. I'm getting the feel. And then when that creature was on the kid, I had to rewind it, and I'm like, that is kind of freaky, but also disturbing.
It's very disturbing.
You know, and even I don't get disturbed easily. And I was like, hey, are we crossed? That's kind of freaky, you know?
Yeah, well, when that whole scene, I thought, you know, when they're under the sheets, I was like, okay, Mike's over there sitting on his couch saying, kill him, kill him, kill him.
Right, exactly. I was. I love creatures and kids.
And then you're like, whoa, wait a minute.
I was like, hold on. We're going, yeah, this was kind of weird. It kind of reminded me of a... Do you remember the movie? I think you might be too.
A Cat's Eye,
yeah, with Drew Barrymore, the little cat and the little troll, and it was steal your soul or whatever.
Yeah, it's totally the end of the world. Totally the end of the world right now because I just finished one of Mike's thoughts.
I know. And I can't believe you actually know the movie because normally you're like.
I definitely know that movie.
You're like, I don't know what you're talking about, Mike. I was born in 1995 and I'm only 12.
Ooh, I wish.
Yeah, I know you do. So we dealt with the story. The Tooth Fairy's coming, takes kid's teeth, and then it pretty much steals her soul. It takes the tooth and steals the soul.
Yeah.
I like the whole story about that. The creature was freaky. The
creature was very freaky, and that's what I like. That's why I got a 7.
Okay. It was interesting to see that Paul Revere not only rode his horse in warning about the British are coming, but he also was a dentist, supernatural hunter.
Yeah, that's kind of freaky.
I mean,
it's a lot of talent.
No, I didn't see that coming about the tool. Because I thought it was going to be like some kind of rock or some kind of something in a bag or whatever. But it happened to be his dentistry's tools made a cool supernatural gun.
Yeah, that was pretty cool.
That was cool. Creativity, I give it to him. And now that was a feeling of, I'm telling you, that this episode here kind of,
To me, this should have been the first episode.
Yeah.
Of the season. Like, okay, now we're dealing with some creatures. You know, it's freaky. You know, there you go. But so, see? And this is what, episode 3?
No, four.
Four? Okay. See, so, you know, it's getting there now. Because I know you were... Yeah. I know you were about to pull the cord out.
Oh, I was.
You're like, can it die already? Can it? Let me pull the plug. And I'd be
like, there was so many texts that I was getting ready to send you. I'd be like, yeah, do it yourself.
Jeez, Betsy Ross came back. Nikki Reed. Yeah. She's hot. No, wait. Whoa. Why are you gonna say it like that?
No, I like her.
No, as soon as I said Nikki Reed, you're like, yeah.
I don't know. I'm not feeling the flashbacks. I would like to see her present day.
It would be cool if she came through somehow.
You know. Yeah, but I think they're not going to do that until Crane is, like, in love with this girl on text message.
Yeah, that was funny. And I'm wondering, I just don't trust anybody at Sleepy Hollow, so I'm, like, thinking, is this bitch,
you're not supposed to trust anybody.
Is the bitch going to try to do something to Crane or something? They're texting a lot.
No, I think she's just in love.
I mean,
come on, he is adorable.
Oh, God, here we go.
He said it himself.
Oh, that was hilarious. That was probably the best line out of the whole episode. He's like, I'm just so adorable. I was rolling. What else? Let's talk about Abby. And Abby this whole time has been stressing for the past 2 months. And Jenny's known for 5 years.
5 years, exactly. That's a little messed up.
But you know what, though? I think Jenny had a point, though. Because at first I was like, dude, that's... But then she said, you know what? I don't hate my dad. You're the one that made me hate him. You're the one that said he ruined our lives. I'm just kind of like, okay, he's a douchebag, whatever.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. What do you think? Do you think they're going to meet? Because they keep showing him sitting at the park bench.
Yeah, they keep bringing it up. He's going to be part of something.
Do you think he's going to be part of something like something? Like he's going to know their... past and supernatural? Like, you think he's gonna be a good guy?
I'm not sure about a good guy, because their mother was a good guy. I think he's gonna be a bad guy. Yeah, but he's obviously part of the whole thing, and I think that's one of the reasons why, you know, their mother and him got together.
Okay.
So
I can see that. I mean,
kind of like how they threw the Supernatural. We're going back to one of our favorite TV shows, Supernatural, how Dean and Sam come together. You know, the angels got their parents together to make Dean and Sam.
Jeez, you said that all in one breath, didn't you?
I did.
You're like, and coming from the country, you're used to doing those auctions. I'm going to get a 45. I'm going to go to the
country. Fight angels. Okay, real quick. You know when Abby's in the hospital?
Yes.
Did everybody get the nod that Fox did to all the Sleepy Hollow fans?
No, I didn't get any nods.
Where Pandora is, you know, she's like, wake up, sleepyhead.
Yeah?
Yeah, that was for the fans.
Oh, really?
You know, they're called, you know, sleepyheads.
Oh, are they?
Yeah.
I didn't know they were sleepyheads.
Yeah.
I didn't know that. That's why I didn't get the nod.
Well, now you know.
Okay. So we're called sleepyheads who like the show. Kind of like Gotham is Gothamites. Yeah. We're sleepyheads.
Well, Sleepy Hollow actually has a lot. Oh, but yes, yeah, I like the sleepyhead ones. Well,
don't get me started then. All right. So, I mean, when you tell me something and then I'm like, oh, I'm going to use it. And you're like, no, don't do it.
No, use it.
Because there's a lot of them.
Than the other ones.
You'll look like an idiot, Mike, if you use anything else. Let's see here. What else? I'm going to tell you something, though, about this Tooth Fairy, though. This sucker knows how to fight, though. It whoops the hell out of Jenny and freaking...
And it sounds like the Predator.
Dude, did you know? Okay, you got that, too, right?
Yeah, I got that.
When it, in the end, and it's jumping the trees, I'm like, this bitch turned into the Predator. I even have it in my notes somewhere here.
Totally turned into the
creature Predator. Turns into the Predator, disappearing into the trees.
I was waiting for, like, the long hair to, you know...
I was waiting for the...
Exactly.
I was like, oh, get out. I was waiting for Arnold to come out. But the creature was badass. I liked the whole water thing. That was cool and how that helped see the creature. But I got a question to ask, though. In the first fight, when Jenny and Abby are fighting the creature, and all this shit was going down, and even Abby on the walkie-talkie was like, it's going down, when they heard the scream, where the hell was Deputy Joe Dum Dum and Crane at? They were in the car.
They were at the other house.
Oh, okay.
They were watching the little girl.
Okay,
the little
boy, I was ready to throw it down. I was like, why are they not helping these girls?
Because they were at two different places.
Oh, okay. That's another nod right there. I got it. Oh, I was mad. I was like, what are they doing? It's got to be Joe's fault. Joe, that stupid idiot. And I didn't even know.
Oh, come on now.
And I didn't even know he was a cop. I totally forgot he was...
either. Well, wait, no, wasn't he like, I thought he was an army soldier.
That's what I thought. I thought he was in the military, and then all of a sudden he's like, I'm in the precinct. I was like, when the hell did you become a cop?
Maybe over the summer. Maybe he went to training.
No, but you, honest, I don't remember. Honestly, you're telling me you don't remember, because if anybody you would know, because you know, you like this guy.
I don't remember.
See, I don't remember becoming
I
like.
I think they just threw him in a shirt and be like, here.
He's like part-time job. I don't know what Joe's job description is in this show. I'm still trying to figure out. I don't like the guy. He needs to do something. He needs to get to where's Holly at? That's what I need to know. Where the hell is Holly at?
I never thought I would hear Mike say that.
Well, because he's cooler than Joe, you know? I know you're like, take your shirt off, Holly. Whatever you got to do. That's my favorite episode when Abby was banding him up. Yeah, I don't know where Holly is, but we need Holly instead of this freaking Joe. Let's see what else I have written down here. I definitely like the end fight creature thing. We already talked about that briefly, but
yeah.
That little girl did a better job than Abby and Jenny did in the treehouse.
All she did was lay a tooth and drop the poker.
Whoa. She initiated everything. She took the chance to put the tooth in front of her and waited for this creature to come in.
Because Pandora said this is what's going to protect your sister.
Let me tell you something. That girl was a badass. Pandora is a snatch face. She's messing with those little girls' lives. And it's obvious now when Abby's down for the count in the bed and she wakes up, it's obvious that Pandora's had some serious troublehood. She was sold as a slave.
Yeah.
So now let me ask you a question. When she's telling this story about how she was raised, does this mean that there's a slight bit of goodness in Pandora and we just gotta find it?
No, she's still an evil bitch.
You think she's evil?
Yeah.
Hardcore. No chance of coming back.
No chance coming back. Kill her now.
I don't. Who knows? Because this girl just pops up everywhere. Now I'm expecting to see her in every episode, which I'm pretty sure it's going to happen, but still.
It's going to happen. I like the horseman better. Can she, like, just turn into the horseman?
Why can't she just get the horseman out so he can help? You know? Or I don't know. Like, how do you have Sleepy Hollow and I have to sleep in the Headless Horseman?
I know. I mean, they could at least kept him in there to help.
Something. Because I need the horseman. Like, you need Holly. The horseman is my Holly.
There we go.
So I don't want the dude's head. Just keep it headless. Let's see what else. We already know. We talked about that Pandora's connected to the prophecy. And then we get some back info with Jenny. She says that she checked out on that chick, that Sophie Foster, and she's working for this Anakis. This Anakis is the one that wanted this rock thing. What do you think? What do you think? Do you think this is going to be a big story that we're going to get into with unraveling with Jenny and the shard?
What if that's their father?
Ooh. Did you read something on that?
No.
That actually sounds like a smart answer that you haven't been you haven't come up with smart answers in a while. Did you read that somewhere?
No,
didn't you?
No. That was straight from my head.
I bet you did. You're probably like, oh, I'm gonna use this and act like I'm smart again. Ah, you know what? That's a good point. What if the dude is?
What if? I mean, that'd be a little crazy. Now I want to go read and see if it's true.
Oh God, leave it alone. Just,
no, I'm gonna wait.
Go with the ride. Just go with the ride.
I am.
I think that's it.
Yeah, I'm done.
See, I know that means when you say I'm done, that means you did not like this episode.
I know. I gave it a 7.
Yeah, but as soon as we hang up, you're gonna be like, honestly, I gave this shit a piece of 5. That was it.
No, I gave it a 7. I liked it.
7 for you, 8 for me. I probably would have enjoyed it more. It would have been a stronger 8 if I just... what is up with Pandora and her tree and her freaking rose bush?
Yeah, I think we're done with Pandora. They're going to need to kill her off.
But I want to know what she is now, because now... I am a little interested now, because she did look like some kind of lizard. I don't know if it's some kind of Sumerian. And they did say Sumerian. So I don't know if it's kind of like back in the Aztec temples, gods. Maybe she's a god or lizard thing. Because her eyes went yellow. You know, and like the strain, they were, and then she had the telling you. Kind of remind me of whatchamacallit from Dusk Till Dawn, season 1. I wonder if she's a vampire, half lizard.
No, she's not a vampire.
You never know.
She comes out in the sun.
She could be a daywalker like Blade. I'm just throwing that out there. That's a smart. That came from my head as well. All right, so I think we're done.
Yeah.
We'll be back next week to talk more of Sleepy Hollow. Hopefully you'll be here, because rumor has it you might be stepping out for a minute. But we'll see if everything goes. Either way, people, don't worry. It'll happen next week. We'll recap it again. It airs on Thursday night on Fox. And so we'll talk more. I guess, Amy, let everybody know how they can find you on the internet.
Easy. So easy to find me on the internet. All you got to do is go to thevro.com. We have our Twitter there, our Facebook there, our Instagram. Everything is on varietyradioonline.com.
Sweet. Go there and check it out. Also, she has this Audio Boom channel here as well, audioboom.com/channel/varietyradioonline. Go there and you can check out all the other reviews, podcasts, all the good stuff. For me, check out my channel at audioboom.com/channel/iwatchmike. I just recently put up an interview with Michelle Ventania. I got to pause. She actually plays Firefly in the Gotham series. Posted up that interview there. I got the chance to talk to her earlier today. Plus, with The Walking Dead we're doing, and we got Fear of the Walking Dead. And, of course, Amy and I do Gotham together. So make sure you check out our channels because everything is there. You can check out my blog, iwatchmike.com. Follow me on Twitter and Instagram at Mike the Movie Guy. And like me on Facebook at iwatchmike. That is it for tonight's recap, review, rant for Sleepy Hollow. We'll be back next week. Amy, have a good weekend. Say goodbye.
Goodbye.